During the month of November, we remember in a special way all our beloved dead, those who have gone before us. We all have this instinct in our heart to pray for those who have died. And yet, if there was only heaven and hell, there'd be no need to pray for anyone. The souls in heaven don't need prayers. They're with God. The souls in hell cannot be helped by our prayers because hell is eternal. No one can ever leave hell. But we do know that there is a third place that the Catholic Church has taught for 2,000 years based upon sacred scripture, and that is the reality of purgatory. You don't hear as much about it, unfortunately, since Vatican II, but it's a dogma of the faith, a defined teaching of the Church. It's not an optional teaching. Look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You see very clearly that there is a purgatory. And for a few moments, let's look at what does the Church teach about it and how can we help the souls in purgatory. Purgatory is a temporary place that souls who die in the state of grace go for purification of their venial sins, or still to make reparation for the sins that have been mortal sins that were forgiven during their life. It's not a second chance. We only get one chance to save our soul, and at the moment of our death, our soul either goes directly to heaven, to purgatory, or to hell. The souls in purgatory are saved. They will go to heaven eventually. They're just going through temporary purification. Because we know from sacred scripture that God is holy, and to get to heaven, we have to be holy as well. Isaiah says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." St. Peter wrote, "As he who has called you is holy, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct, for it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.'" The letter to the Hebrews says, "Strive for that holiness without which no one will see God." The book of Revelation, "Nothing unclean can enter the kingdom of heaven." Again, Matthew chapter 5, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." See, purgatory is where the love of God tempers the justice of God. Purgatory is where justice and love meet. In purgatory, it's not a second chance, but it's an opportunity for the millions or billions of souls that die in the state of grace, in the friendship of God, to go to be cleansed of their smaller sins, their imperfections, their venial sins, as we say, or to make reparation, to get rid of that temporal punishment that was due to their mortal sins that have already been forgiven during their life. So it's where selfishness is purged, self-love, egoism, impatience, and the other imperfections. And again, it is temporary. Purgatory will cease to exist at the second coming of Christ. And then eventually there'll just be heaven and hell. So purgatory is a temporary place of purification, where the burning love of God purifies like gold that is refined in the fire. This is the opportunity that we have. I've often considered purgatory like God's sauna, God's steam bath, in which we can go to be perfected, giving our soul a spiritual shower. Some of the writers have said it's like God's summer school. Yes, we perhaps need to have that opportunity to be perfected by the love of God. Of course, the clearest expression in the Bible is 2 Maccabees chapter 12, where the inspired scripture says, "It is a holy and pious thought to pray for the dead that they may be freed of their sins." Not mortal sins, of course, but of their venial sins. Again, Jesus would say some sins can be forgiven in this life or the life to come. He's referring to venial sins. So what should we do for the souls in purgatory? Obviously, we should pray for them every day. They cannot pray for themselves, but we can help them. For example, if somebody was on the second story of a burning building and you had a ladder, shouldn't you put that ladder up against the building to help them be able to come down that ladder? That's what we do when we offer masses for the souls in purgatory, or say a rosary for the souls in purgatory. There's nothing they can do themselves. They need our prayers to be cleansed, to be able to enter into heaven. Even though they cannot pray for themselves, they can pray for us. And their prayers are so powerful. The prayers of the souls in purgatory are incredibly powerful. And we should ask them every day to pray for us and for our spiritual intentions. And when we pray for them, and when they're, because they're in a sense stuck in traffic and there's nothing they can do to make things go quicker for themselves, we can help them by our prayers, masses, and trying to gain indulgences for them and actually for ourselves while we're still alive. So we should take this opportunity during this month of November to remember them every day in our prayers. There are three levels of the church triumphant in heaven, the church militant on earth, and the church suffering in purgatory. Let us not forget about our brothers and sisters, parents, grandparents, loved ones that perhaps are still there. We should never presume that anyone goes straight to heaven. We should always presume that they're still in need of prayer. And if they're already in heaven and we pray for them, then those prayers will be applied to somebody else. So no prayer is ever wasted. No prayer ever falls upon deaf ears. Every prayer will be beneficial, either for our loved ones or for other souls in purgatory. And you should pray for the souls in purgatory that are closest to getting into heaven, that are furthest from getting into heaven, and the souls that have no one to pray for them. Those are the ones that we should be praying for every day.